This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1318. What's your coffee and karaoke go-to? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Today, find out how to express your number one choice in different situations and find out why this can be a powerful way to express your identity and therefore connect with native speakers around you. Listen in today. Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm doing well. I went to a rodeo over the weekend, so that was fun. Yeah.
That is awesome. That is something I don't get the chance to do.
You definitely don't do that in New York now.
Lindsay, what is a rodeo?
A rodeo.
Tell listeners.
It's where, you know, you go and it's a big event. It kind of feels like a sporting event. It is a sort of a sporting event in a sense, right? But it's an event where they use livestock. They use cows, horses, bulls, and they have different events. Like one of them is bareback riding. How long can the cowboy stay on the horse's back? One of them is saddled cowboy riding. How long can the horse, there's a bucking bronco is what we say, right? We could do another episode on this, but there's barrel racing. There's what they call mutton busting, which is where they have the kids that try to hold onto the sheep. Oh my God. It was so funny. It was so countryside. And being from the East Coast, it was like a culture shock to me.
I bet it was. Wow. That to me, that sounds like being in another country. Like it's so different. You know, it might as well be another, like a completely other country for me.
It really is. I think I'm going to have to write an episode for next time about my trip to the rodeo.
That would be so interesting.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll write myself a note here. We'll get back to that.
Okay, that's awesome. Oh my gosh. So Lindsay, I mean, have you done any cooking lately?
Wow, I am not a very good cook. I try to, but I just don't do it well. Not really.
Okay, but here's another question. You love potlucks, don't you?
I do, because I like that it's so hands-off and there's not a lot of planning. You know, you get what you get. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So if you're going to a potluck dinner or potluck lunch or whatever it is, what's your go-to thing to bring? I mean, do you have something that you always do? Do you have one dish that you're really good at?
Well, I'm kind of embarrassed to say that my go-to
you bring the cups?
The cookies. No, not the cups. The cups are really bad. And usually the host will provide the cups, right? Not that bad, Michelle. You underestimate me. I go to the grocery store and I bring the cookies pre-made.
That's good. No, I have definitely done that too. Oh my gosh. Well, you know, I do have a go-to like Thanksgiving dish, though. That was a few months back, guys. But I went to a Friendsgiving few months ago, and that was a potluck. And I did my go-to dish, which is green bean casserole with from the can. You know, I mean, not from the can, but the recipe off the back of the can. It's really for people who really have no idea how to cook, but can maybe follow a short set of directions.
No, green bean casserole is quite good. I mean, it's a very wintry dish.
Good.
It's very, it's has a lot of, is it mayo or what is it? It's like a.
Oh, no, it's like mushroom
breadcrumbs? Mushroom soup. That's what it is. It's creamy. It's good.
It is really good. Mm-hmm. It is really good. So it makes me feel like really good. about myself when I can bring this to something.
Well, that's one step up from the cookies. I mean, that is...
Yeah, it is really... It's like a half a step up from the cookies.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. But then I get there and, you know, I have a couple of friends that are really, really good cooks.
Oh no. Oh,
and then, you know, you get there and you're like, oh, here's my green bean casserole. And they're like, well, here's my something, something. And you're like, oh, gosh. But, you know, that's okay. It's still my go-to dish. But maybe I'll have another go-to dish.
Yeah, it's great to have a go-to dish. Go-to is a good philosophy for life because it saves time. You have certain things you do in certain instances because you don't want to think about it, right?
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so I wanted to talk about this today, this little chunk, this go-to. Because a student actually used it with me the other day. Oh. And I was so impressed. I don't remember, I'm sorry, exactly what the context was.
Yeah.
But he asked me a question. He asked if something was my go-to, mm-hmm. right? I think I was telling a story and yeah. I said that like, oh, I always tell this story. People love it. So I think he said, is that your go-to story? Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a great example.
And guys, you know, I do teach and I am with students also, in addition to the podcast. And sometimes I hear something, either it could be from a student in person or sometimes on Instagram, guys,
yes.
or wherever it is, where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so awesome. And this really impressed me. And I know if you guys use this, you're going to impress a lot of people. So wanted to bring it in for today.
Yeah. I love that idea. I love that idea. Oh, so cool. And I like the way the student used that, asking you if that was your go-to story. He clearly mm-hmm. understood how to use it correctly.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Very, very impressive. When he said that, I was like, wow. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's not about underestimating. It's more that it's something that I wouldn't have thought to teach.
Right, right.
I would have never thought to teach go to. Mm-hmm. And so when I hear it, I'm like, wow, nice. Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't even think about it. Let me bring this and spread it to all of the All Ears English
spread
team.
The wealth, share it. Yeah, I love the idea. Right. I mean, that's what we try to do for you guys here. We try to show you that real English that, you know, other teachers may not think about because it's not in the textbook, but we're bringing it to you here. So good.
That's awesome. So Lindsay, I mean, so what does it mean when something is your go-to? You kind of answered it a little bit before.
So it's something is reliable for you. You have, you know it's going to be good. It's kind of automatic. You've kind of chosen it before, so you're going to choose it again, right? You know you'll choose to do that certain thing. It's also, I think this is kind of an informal phrase. It's definitely more interesting than saying it's the thing I always do, right? Like instead of saying I always order the runny eggs for breakfast, say runny eggs are my go-to brunch food.
Like you could say like, oh, that's my favorite thing.
Your favorite.
So for example, with the green bean casserole, like if I haven't thought of anything else to make, I know that this will work because I've done it before and it gets a good response. So it's almost like I trust it.
It's your go-to. It's reliable. It's a good fallback. You don't have to think about it. You just do it. Hey guys, are you trying to learn new vocabulary words? Well, what if you can have all the words that you're trying to learn in one place? That's what you can do with your personal power list inside our All Ears English iOS app. Download the app now at allearsenglish.com/bonuses and get your 7-day free trial. See you there.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I think this is a really, really useful word and it's definitely going to be a word that is in our app, right, Lindsay?
Oh, definitely. Speaking of our iOS app, thank you for reminding me, Michelle. Guys, you got to go get our iOS app. You know, we have more than 20,000 students every month using this app. So clearly something over there is awesome. So what they are doing over there with this app that you're not doing, if you're only listening through the podcast, is they're also listening to the show, but they're selecting certain words that they're able to select them, highlight them, and save them to their personal power list. So they see the definition, they can wake up and practice them in the morning. So they've curated a list that's just for them. So if that sounds cool, if you want to build your own vocabulary list, guys, go over and download it at allearsenglish.com/bonuses. So cool.
Awesome. Yes. So we will definitely have go to on
for
there.
Sure. No doubt. No doubt.
For sure. So, I mean, in what other contexts can we use this? I mean, not just for food, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So another thing that I always do is karaoke. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's when I would use this. If you're going to karaoke or something like that, which can be fun. I mean, Lindsay, do you have a go-to karaoke song?
I would say one that I've never thought of this as my go-to, but I guess it kind of is. I like the Dancing Queen by, is it ABBA? ABBA?
Yes.
That's a great one for karaoke because it's just so funny and like so, I think it's kind of disco-ish, right? It's so loud and out there, you know.
A lot of people know that song. Yeah, it's fun to do. It's fun to do something like
What's
that.
Yours?
That's awesome.
What's yours?
Mine is "You Ought to Know" by Alanis Morissette.
Good one too. Alanis Morissette's fantastic. She is so great. 90s. I mean, good stuff.
Oh my gosh. You know, I do it because I know the words. And I think I sing it pretty well. Like for some reason, I think that because I haven't gone to do karaoke in a long time, but I used to go more. And whenever I would sing that song, I feel like my voice ended up memorizing it and I could, you know, cause I really like to sing. So I think I can sing that song and it's just a fun song. There's a lot of attitude. There's some bad words in it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But so if I go to karaoke, I will almost always sing that song. And I sometimes when you talk about karaoke with somebody, you might say, oh, do you have a go-to song?
Right. So this is not just about expressing that you're making that choice in the moment. It's about making plans with someone, right? Maybe, hey, do you want to go do karaoke with a bunch of my friends this weekend? Oh, yeah. What's your go-to song? Let's do it. Right. So it's about making that connection before you're in the moment, guys.
Right. Exactly. So guys, you can use this in a couple of ways. I mean, you can use it as an adjective or as a noun, right? Yeah. So like you can say like, for example, I love to watch Friends. It's my go-to TV show if I'm having a bad day and need to be cheered up.
Yes. We all know that about you, Michelle.
That's right. Or, I mean, or if you in a way actually, I guess this would be using it as a noun, just saying it's my go-to.
Yeah.
Right. Just using it in itself, that would be like that, right? Mm-hmm.
Friends is a good go-to because it's kind of safe. Like, you know, it's not going to be any like awful sex scenes that you're going to have to get embarrassed and turn off if your parents are in the room or something, right? And then it's just like very like, I don't know, it's very accessible for a wide group of people. It's a mainstream show. I remember being home for Thanksgiving and Friends was on and I was like, I just need something light and easy to watch with my parents and we can laugh and we don't have to get into family drama, you know? And so we watched Friends together.
That's awesome. Oh, well, you know, I like that. But you can also use it to talk about people, right? So I could say, Rachel, from Friends maybe, is my go-to gal if I need to vent about my day.
And Sheila is my go-to for tough math questions. She's so smart. Okay.
Right. Good. So you can use it, like we said, as kind of an adjective, go-to gal, or just say she is my go-to.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. So good. Yes.
And then finally, you can even use it for recommendations. So Lindsay, what's an example?
Well, what should I get for dessert?
Oh, well, my go-to is the chocolate cake. It's amazing here.
Oh, my go-to is always chocolate, especially if we're talking about chocolate cake. It's got to be chocolate lava cake.
Oh, that is so good with the warm stuff in the middle.
So good. Oh, my gosh. It's the best.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. Love it. So, Lindsay, the question here is, you know, how is this word leading us to a connection skill?
Yeah, I mean, this is so important, guys. This is all about connection because it talks about, it lets you show the world what your habits are, what your preferences are, and what your choices are. And that's about identity, right? Mm-hmm. So we can express our identity through what we like and don't like. And I think that as we get a little older, we should have a lot of preferences. We should have strong thoughts on what we like and what we don't. You know what
you
I mean?
Gotta.
Like, I feel very strongly that I take my coffee black. I never put milk in it. I never put sugar in it. And that's just it's kind of an identity for me. And whenever I'm having coffee with someone, sometimes I'll get a nod when I say I take my coffee black. They'll be like, yeah, me too. I'll get a nod. That's a moment of connection. Okay. So that's really interesting. If you can use these words, guys, you can get to that point.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, so many things. I mean, and it's also a good way to start a conversation with someone, like we were talking about with karaoke. What's your go-to song? Or sometimes even if you say, like, what's your go-to party trick? Or what's your go-to story?
Yes.
What's your go-to way to make someone laugh? You know, like, these are good kind of funny ways to talk about different preferences.
Yeah, it could even be like a conversation game you do on a road trip to get to know someone. You know those games, those card games where you ask questions, the question game. I don't know, there's like a thousand variations of them out there on the market, but yeah, it could be a good one for that too.
definitely I love that. Yeah, guys, so again, we want to remind you one more time that you got to go to our app.
Yes,
right, make our app your go-to place to get vocabulary, because this word will definitely be on it.
Yeah, that's a good point, Michelle. Actually, you know, if you guys are an iOS user, it can be your go-to place to listen to All Ears English entirely, because you can listen to the show right in the app. You don't need to go back to your podcast app, right? And then you can take it one step further by highlighting those vocab words and making your personal power list, like Michelle said. So guys, to get that, allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Make sure you're on your iOS device when you go there and just hit download. Go grab it. Install it on your phone.
Awesome. Awesome. So Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Guys, this is awesome. I think we already covered it, right? This is about identity. This is about showing people who you are in the world. And I'm excited about this topic because now you guys have a new way to do it that you didn't have before. So go try it. Right, Michelle? We want to listen to...
Definitely.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This can help you with connection, starting conversations, so many things. So give it a try today. Let us know how it goes.
All right. Awesome, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out and have a good Monday.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.